This is the University of Nebraska Online Worldwide Halftime Show. Earn a University of Nebraska degree wherever you are. Learn more at online.nebraska.edu.
We welcome you back. Halftime for the Huskers' first road game of the year here at Fresno State. And we're glad to be joined, as we are each and every week, by Dr. Jim Linder, the interim president at the University of Nebraska. It feels like fall, not so much out here in Fresno, but this past week turned into a little bit of fall. Hope you had a good week. And I know you've brought another special guest for us to visit with this week.
Thank you very much, Greg. As I've mentioned, throughout the football season, I'll be joined by leaders of key university programs. Today I'm joined by Mary Nemec, who is director of the University of Nebraska Online Worldwide. This is a single portal to access classes from all campuses in the university system. It provides online education for all Nebraskans. This is an important part of enrollment growth, and this week we announced record enrollment at the University of Nebraska. Online education is a significant part of that growth.
Yeah, congratulations on the enrollment numbers. I know that was a huge story that came out earlier in the week. Mary, welcome. It's great to have you with us. We've, in the past, talked quite a bit about University of Nebraska Online Worldwide. Let's tell everybody about what it does offer people.
Okay, thanks, Greg. It's really great to be here. Well, Online Worldwide is the university-wide initiative created to increase access to higher education for Nebraska residents and to people throughout the world and the U.S. So Online Worldwide encompasses more than 100 programs offered by our campuses and the University of Nebraska High School. Through the collective strength of our campuses and high school, we're able to bring high-quality academic credentials to individuals who choose to or need to study at a distance. Our campuses currently offer programs that range from the undergraduate level to doctoral programs fully online.
Let's talk about, you know, the online education impact, what opportunities it provides for Nebraskans.
Well, let's look at one segment of our population. We've got almost 300,000 Nebraskan residents with some college and no degree. They're primarily working adults with life commitments that keep them place-bound. Offering programs online meets the university's goal of increasing access, addressing student needs, and producing a really highly skilled workforce for the state. Also, the vast options of credentials and disciplines available through NU provide students multiple strategies to advance in a career, increase income, or learn necessary skills regardless of physical location or life circumstances. You know, as Dr. Linder said, this past year we've seen growth higher than the national average in enrollment from students who study from a distance, both in Nebraska and throughout the U.S.
You know, when people hear the term University of Nebraska Online, they're thinking, okay, college classes. Well, there's more to it than just that. There's also high school classes available for this. Talk about the University of Nebraska High School.
Oh, I would love to. The University of Nebraska High School is a college prep diploma granting institution established under Rule 10 of the Nebraska statutes, and it serves students in schools in our state, the U.S., and the world. UNHS students are very diverse. Some not enrolled in traditional high schools are seeking diplomas. However, the vast majority of our students are currently enrolled in a physical high school. So UNHS partners with schools and school districts in Nebraska in 49 states and 92 countries to provide education to this wide range of students.
So, Mary, is the high school accredited?
Yes, Greg, it is. It's fully accredited at the state and national level. Our courses are also NCAA approved, so we can provide flexibility to student athletes who need coursework. UNHS has more than 100 core and AP and elective classes and serves almost 3,000 students. Right now, we've got a competitive scholarship program going on called the NU Virtual Scholars Program that's available to schools in Nebraska to cover the cost for a student who'd like to take a course from UNHS. And the goal of the Virtual Scholars Program is to increase educational opportunity in the schools throughout Nebraska and in partnership with Nebraska schools and school districts.
I've been hearing a lot about free classes that anyone can take online. I believe they're called Is it Mox? Mooks? Mox? M-O-O-C? Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, I can. MOOC is an acronym for Massive Open Online Courses. They began as free courses with no enrollment limits and really became known just a few years ago when some of the nation's top institutions began offering MOOCs through startup companies like Coursera, edX, and Udacity. What they do is they create access to knowledge on a massive scale, both national and international. Now, at NU as a system became a Coursera partner last year, and the first NU MOOC to be offered through Coursera is on public health literacy. And that's been developed and taught by Dr. Denise Bridgen at UNMC. It begins October 19th. And as of yesterday, we had 5,700 students from 167 countries registered in that. The nice thing about our partnership with Coursera is that it provides opportunities for our campuses to offer MOOCs on the Coursera platform, and several more offerings are in various stages.
Learned something today. Didn't know about the MOOCs. That's wonderful, Mary. Great insight on that. Jim, let's talk about how online learning, maybe it's kind of changing the way higher ed's delivered, and how is NU responding to all that, you think?
Well, the University of Nebraska believes that the learning environment has to change with technology, and increasingly, more students who are coming into the university expect a robust online experience. We offer that to them whether they're on campus or studying from a distance.
Yeah. Great topic for this week. What do you have up your sleeve for next week? We're back home in Lincoln next week.
Well, next week is an important topic because last I checked, we all like to eat. And Ronnie Green, University of Nebraska Vice President and Vice Chancellor of Agriculture and Natural Resources, will be joining me to talk about the role NU plays in agricultural advancement across Nebraska and our growing role in feeding the world.
Jim, good to see you again.
Thank you much.
Jim Linder, Interim President at Nebraska American EMIC, talking about Online Worldwide, our subject here at halftime. We've got more coming up from Fresno next.
This is the University of Nebraska Online Worldwide Halftime Show. Earn a University of Nebraska degree wherever you are. Learn more at online.nebraska.edu.